Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Coming up on podcast 1205, Daimler leads the move away from plug-in hybrids. Stick around, I've got all the details for you. Also on the podcast today, the Chinese Aura Cat, the Micro Lino, and the Bolt Battery Probe continues. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. It's Wednesday, 8th of September. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Kicking off the show today, again, a packed EV News Daily with news from the Motor Show in Munich. Lots of announcements, lots of things to talk about, cars on stage, execs saying things that are report worthy. So let's crack into it then. The new Renault 5 electric car has been confirmed, now going ahead as a 2024 model year. The revived Renault 5 electric hatchback has made an appearance in Munich alongside the original siblings from the 70s and 80s, with Renault saying it goes into production in a couple of years' time, according to autoexpress.co.uk. The revived retro icon goes into production as the first vehicle based on the new Renault-Nissan platform, the CMF-BEV platform, designed for small electric vehicles. And Renault says the new platform could be the key to unlocking affordable small electric cars. I'll tell Renault what the answer is. The answer to small affordable electric cars is the LFP battery chemistry, and it's out there right now, and it's about $60 per kilowatt hour in the Chinese markets. However, none of these European and US car makers want to transition that quickly. They want to go, but not that quickly. They want to move to EVs, but not that quickly. So they're saying, well, we can't make affordable cars for many, many years to come. They could do it right now. The technology's out there and it's being done in China. And if they don't hurry up, the Chinese names will eat their lunch. So it's a real balancing act for particularly the European companies that tend to make more smaller city cars because that's what we buy over here because our roads are about 2 feet wide. So Renault says the new platform has a 33% cost saving over the current Renault Zoe, which is on its third iteration now. According to Auto Express, when quizzed whether it would have 130 kilowatt charging like the recently announced Renault Megane E-Tech, one of the bosses at Renault said, I would say it will be the same or close to that, which is wonderful news. You know, on a small city car like a Renault 5, how quick do you need to charge? You can occasionally road trip it, it's fine. 130 kilowatts is still gonna, you know, get a ton of range back into that battery in 20 minutes. And when it arrives in a couple of years' time, the new Renault 5 will be a more affordable rival for the likes of the Honda E and the Mini, if they are even still on the market in 2024. They probably should be. Yeah, they probably should be, as I think that one through. Next, Great Wall Motors is a Chinese company that's turned up at IAA in Munich, and they're showing off some things. They're showing off the new Aura brand and the Way brand. Not Way as in weight, W-E-Y. Way as in Weymouth. The Chinese car company wants to gain a foothold in Europe, and with these prices and these specs, I think they've got a damn good chance. Aura Cat is the first one we'll talk about. The Aura Cat is a compact, all-electric BEV, electric motor on the front axle, 126 kilowatts of power, 0 to 62 miles an hour, or 0 to 100 kilometers is 8.5 seconds, fine. Top speed of 160 kph, fine. Battery size, 63 kilowatt hours. Wow, and a range of 400 kilometers on the WLTP test cycle. It looks stylish, it looks kind of retro. It's got the front, if you squint, a bit Porsche about it. I mean, if you really squint and close one eye, but still. Right, next, Daimler's in the news. They're done with plug-in hybrids and leading the way to an all-electric future. Daimler's focus on battery electric vehicles has a big impact on their current plug-in hybrids, which are pretty good, in fairness. And Merck have been putting on some DC fast charging and CCS sockets on their plug-in hybrids as well, which is, you know, a love-hate relationship for me, because they often don't charge too fast and people use the rare DC fast charging infrastructure which is around at the moment. But hey, if you can, I always say, if you bought a car and it's got a plug socket on it that you turn up to, you are entitled to plug in, even if it means that somebody arrives with a pure electric car just after and could charge much faster. And, you know, you could stick your plug-in hybrid on AC. No, that would be more polite, but they're doing nothing wrong. Either way, Daimler have said, you know what, we've read the tea leaves, we're done with plug-in hybrids. No longer any new development on FEVs. Instead, pure electric. Marcus Schaefer, according to Electrive, is Daimler's board member responsible for R&D, and he says at IAA that there'll be no further development of this technology as it was deemed transitional. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, plug-in hybrids, I, you know, depending on how you look, you can see them as a transition technology, as a gateway technology, giving people a little taster. Would you like this one? You know, first one's for free, sir, then you'll have to pay. That kind of thing, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I get that argument. I don't know. I think if you have a plug-in hybrid and keep it fully charged and do as many electric miles as you can, they work really well. So many people don't use them like that and just carry around heavy batteries and motors and just get really bad MPG. So, depends how you use them. Broadly, they've done a great job. Do you need them anymore? Not so sure. Next, Microlino, or Microlino, are showing off their tiny electric car and a scooter. They're at the show in Munich to reveal their series production version of the Microlino 2.0. That's the electric mini bubble car thing. It's a quadricycle, it's on sale in Europe, and it looks like the BMW Isetta. I mean, it really is just the Isetta. I don't know how they get to make this and not be in lots of trouble from BMW's lawyers, who would probably knock on the door and go, "Hello, can we have some money now, please, for copying our design?" Well, according to Electrek, the single large front door, if you've seen this car, whether it's the original version or the freakishly similar Chinese version, Microlino, what are they? Swiss? Austrian? I don't know, not Chinese. The front door, the whole front of the car opens up. Now, in the original car, the steering wheel came with it as well. But in the EV, the steering wheel is attached actually to the floor. And then you kind of straddle it, you know, put your legs either side. It will fit passengers, and you enter from the front. 24,000 people so far have placed a reservation for this. So someone somewhere wants it, and they're going to make it, and I think it's utterly gorgeous and brilliant. And would I buy one? Maybe. It's definitely going to get some stares. If you buy this, you will be getting looked at. And let's hope it does go into production as soon as possible and those pre-order holders get to drive their cars. Right, coming up on the podcast very, very soon. We'll talk about LG developing cheaper batteries and Tesla developing their next-gen batteries in Europe. Stick around. That's coming up.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Now, we'll talk about the Bolt battery fire investigations, responding to battery defects that cause a risk of fire in Bolt's. The National... What was it? I'm not there, so I don't know all the American bodies, but it's called the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, right? They told Detroit News they don't have any open investigations into the fires with LG and GM, but they are in touch with LG, the battery maker, over the other vehicles that they've supplied. That would be the worst case scenario. Not only recalling all the Bolts, but recalling anything with an LG battery in. There is no suggestion that they need to do that, and that there's no suggestion that any other EV is affected at this stage. The federal agency's probe focuses on the GM vehicles and the battery cells supplied by LG. Cells get made to modules, modules get made to packs, and it could be the whole battery pack that needs to be replaced under the recall. Staying on batteries, and in South Korea, SK Innovation are supplying batteries to China for the first time. SK Innovation will have production capacity of 50 gigawatt hours in China within 3 to 4 years, investing trillions of won in production facilities in China, engaging in the replaceable battery business. They think it has strong growth potential. I'll pop a link to businesskorea.co.kr in the show notes if you want to read more about that story. And staying with batteries, and LG, they're developing a solution for LFP battery cells. The current Martin has said LFP again on the podcast. But it's such an important chemistry and technology, and if only they would put it in small, cheap city cars, you'd get them as cheap as petrol cars. Korean battery cell makers have been producing NCM cells, nickel, cobalt, manganese. According to the Korean media, though, LG are launching their own LFP battery cells next year. They're going to be inserted into modules, and they will be around 260 watt-hours per kilogram next year by combining the LFP cathode and the silicon anode. According to Push EVs, now Pedro, who writes Push EVs, a brilliant writer on batteries, go and subscribe to that blog and website, he's so good. He says that LFP, the cobalt-free battery chemistry that allows electric cars to be made as cheap as ICE cars, at least in China, BYD is now, I didn't know this, BYD is down to 55 euros per kilowatt hour at battery pack level by going cell to pack, so moduleless. That's mega. That's huge. Like, none of the legacy car makers want you to know that. They want you to think that the batteries are still really expensive, but they're going to do some investment. In a few years' time, they'll bring it down. Then they'll sell you a cheap EV. And LG are saying, well, hey, we can make cheap cells. BYD are saying, hey, we already make 55 euros per kilowatt hour. It was 1,000 euros per kilowatt hour going back 10 years. The progress is just incredible. Well, the upcoming end of patent restrictions is the reason why more companies aren't making these cells. These patent restrictions are coming to an end in 2022, and with recent problems around some of the battery chemistries, I wouldn't be surprised for them to go for this super safe, very cheap, slightly less energy dense, but actually more durable chemistry and technology. It means that you and I can end up buying EVs much cheaper, and we want the European and the North American car makers to get on board, not just the, because they're using them in China and they're selling some cheap EVs. Tesla are next in the news, planning to invest 8 billion euros into their battery plant at Giga Berlin to make the 4680 cells, their own ones. And at Giga Berlin, they want some government help. The German government could well tip in 1 billion euros to Tesla by the end of 2021. A decision will be made. German media story saying that a new publication by the Federal Ministry of Economics provides new information on the costs of the battery factory that Tesla is planning on the site of Giga Berlin. According to the Driven.io website, they say it's the single largest investment in battery manufacturing currently being planned in Germany, where 21 billion euros in battery factory investment is happening. That's almost half of all of Europe's 46 million euros is all going into Germany. Tesla are on to get 1.135 billion euros in state funding for the development of a German battery factory. Ooh, Tesla and Elon Musk love a good subsidy. They love an incentive. They love a bit of government money, do they? You wonder why they put the factory in Germany. It was no accident. All the car makers love a good subsidy. I'm not picking on Elon. Next, Ferrari and Lamborghini should be picked on. They don't want to stop making combustion engines. Italy, the Italian government, actually. Italian government is talking to the European Union on ways to shield and protect the supercar makers in Italy, like Ferrari and Lamborghini, from the phase out of combustion engines in 2035. The European Commission says, automotivenews.com, back in July, they announced plans to phase out new combustion engine cars by 2035, but the Italian government say the timeline is challenging. Because it's only 15 years for luxury car makers that produce vehicles with powerful engines that emit above average levels of pollution. They can't possibly go electric. They want to be exempted. They want Ferrari and Lamborghini exempted from the emissions rules. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, Italian government. I mean, you can't really make a quick EV. You know, I suppose you probably have to keep burning stuff. I mean, it's not like there's the Rimac Navara out there, or the Lotus Evija, or the Aspark Owl, or the Tesla Roadster 2. I mean, you're probably right. I mean, in 15 years' time, you still can't make an EV go quickly, so you go for Italy, you carry on burning stuff. Absolute idiots, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Obviously, you know, you carry on pushing kids and babies around in prams at the height of exhaust and giving them, you know, lung disease and asthma at a young age. Why would you possibly want zero-emission vehicles, Italian government, you idiots? Jesus. Oh, because a few thousand Italians are involved in making handfuls of cars every year. Yes, that's a reason to destroy people's health. Oh, brilliant. Bloody hell. Next, BMW in the news, ordering $24 billion worth of batteries as EV demand grows. BMW has boosted orders for their battery cells to keep pace with accelerating demand for electric cars that made up more than 11% of deliveries during the first half of the year. According to Yahoo Finance, the German carmaker now has contracts for more than 20 billion euros, that's 24 billion US, of batteries. That's up from half of that previously. Well, chief exec Oliver Zipser said in an interview that the cells are going to be heading towards the new BMW i4, the iX, and other electric cars as well. So BMW going, we might need some more. Can we... More, please! How many more? A double. Double, please. Wonderful. Love stories like that. As long as they can get the battery supply. That's why I talk about batteries a lot on this podcast as well. Get the battery supply in place, then you can get the EVs in place. Without that, then you're just Fred Flintstone with your feet through the floor, just pedaling very fast. So you need the batteries, and BMW are... All the big car makers are... Some of them are catching up, but getting those supply contracts in place for the long term, which is bloomin' wonderful. Right, question of the week with eMobilityNorway.com. IAA Mobility Show on this week, and the headlines are always grabbed by the big names. They always get the headlines. But what do you think should be electrified to fill a gap in the market? Email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. I'll read them out on Sunday. Well, thank you very much to the Patreon family and everyone who helps put this podcast on the air, pays the bills, and makes it happen. Our premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and emobilitynorway.com. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.